Aren't you the pretty girl on the crowded train who looked really bored? You caught my eye and I smiled back, which made you blush just a little and drop your gaze. And this just made me smile further. And when you looked up again, your face lit up as you smiled back to me. Two random strangers sharing a connection. I looked away as the man in the suit next to me coughed and spluttered. But when I looked again, you were still looking and still smiling with a mysterious sad tinge in your intense and shining eyes. The train pulled into another station, and then more people jostled on board, people getting closer. On your side of the carriage, you were forced to take a few steps to your side, beginning to get nearer. The carriage is swaying as the journey continues in this summer heat. Stations, they come and go, and people join and leave. We're forever stepping aside and shifting positions, but we seem to be getting closer in this game of commuter chess, communicating in glances only. And then somehow we end up in the corner by the door. Grumpy commuters around, hating their lives with a simmering resentment, as we end up next to each other. But we're still sharing glances, words still unspoken, expressions and judgments of our fellow passengers, our shared game to pass time, as we edged ever, ever closer. One more station, and you turn your back, as ever more people come aboard and leave also. But you're now standing directly in front of me, almost as if trust implicit has been agreed in the air, previously in our glances. The goddess of serendipity steps in, and all the angry commuters have their back to us as they read their books and their tablets. But you're so close, I can smell your perfume, I can smell your hair, smells of electricity. There's a jolt on the tracks, and everyone reacts as the train lurches and shakes. You find yourself thrown against me as you half fall backwards, but that contact seems to be a stance you're happy with. Just two strangers, touching first with eyes, then close enough to reach out, to touch in person. And you can feel how that makes me feel, as I'm pressing against you now, and I feel you sigh and arch your back against me, as you sense my heat, just thankful that I caught you. I slowly run my knuckle down your spine, and I can feel you shiver. You reach behind and find my hand, which you squeeze and bring around to your belly as you press hard back against me, swiveling your hips round and around as you can feel me against you. And my big strong hands press slowly and firmly and yet gently, as I caress your hips, flesh against flesh, as I feel your breathing changing and your head relax to one side. And these commuters are oblivious to our little situation. They are strangers amidst a bubble of random intimacy created from circumstances. I edge forward, drunk with your scent, and graze my teeth against your shoulder, and kiss your neck gently at first, and then a little harder, and then a little harder still, and I drag my nails across your stomach and feel you squirm and flutter a little. Because it's a train filled with people, everyday people, going about their business as they do, as we do, every single day. And yet, we're allowing each other to explore. You reach behind you and feel just how hard I am, with no words being spoken. They don't need to be. And you realize that. And I circle with my right finger around your belly button. Round and round and round it goes. But then, getting lower and slower with every single circuit, until I slip below your waistband with eager little fingers, in time with your breathing and in rhythm with the dance that is just becoming tangible. And I find you utterly invested in the moment and oblivious to the world around you, merely responding to this situation, merely waiting for the next surprise. And my questing fingers slip lower and slower. And now I realize that it's actually summer. And you've decided not to trouble yourself with underwear today. Oh my. I can feel the heat and the swollen wetness as you react to what we're doing. So I gently slide two fingers into the groove of your labia. Such wet labia. So I can close them and squeeze your clitoris, which is already hard and swollen. The shiver that produces is most welcome, and I bite your neck again. The commuters around us have no idea what's occurring behind their backs as they read their papers and listen to the announcements. Apparently the district line is severely disrupted. You're kind of having to control yourself in order to keep us anonymous. As anonymous we must, as I strive to find a rhythm with my fingers that both teases and ebbs towards dissolving your brain, because that's what I want to do. I need to make you trust me. I slip two fingers very deeply inside and circle the G, very gently at first, but then harder, when I realize that you've known I discovered it, reacting to your reactions as you begin to edge your hips back and forth. Now we have found our rhythm. Now the dance begins, because I'm gonna torment you. I'm going to torment you towards an explosion on this morning train. Somehow, you find the ability to secretly unzip me. It probably helps that the zip is broken. I can feel that you're approaching no return, but you manage to reach into me and unveil secretly my thick cock, arching your back further towards me because you know what you want. And I can feel your hips twitching as spasms begin to be the norm. No one around us even knows what is occurring, even though I can smell your musky scent. Why am I the only one who can smell you? And then you guide me to your wetness. And I effortlessly and slowly place myself inside you. I feel your whole body tense. I can feel you clench against me as you spasm at that beautiful, singular moment. I can't help myself, and my big hands rise and hold you against me. As I feel just how hard and swollen your nipples have become. How swollen they have been. And our commuters are none the wiser still. Despite the two human beings on the corner having just connected on a very fundamental level. I edge back and forth as you slow your spasms and then breathe, clenching in response as my cock twitches, almost as if you're saying, I know how you feel. And I wrap my arms around you in the tightest embraces. You deliciously relax anonymously. And I kiss your neck in the most gentlest way. And I can feel your lips tightening around me as I withdraw, almost as if you do not want me to leave. Two strangers finding themselves in a moment of utter abandonment on a summer's day. And we soon pull into my station. But you have a final surprise for me as you realize that I'm leaving you. Turning to face me, flushed and flustered, and then you kissed me. So gently. And only I can see where your hands are going as you slipped your fingers inside you, and then you painted my lips. So gently. And then my neck, with what we had just created, like a perfume, or a cologne, or a badge. No words were ever spoken, just a look shared as we parted, and then go on with our lives, forever knowing now. We have a moment shared. Strangers on a morning train.